And Emmanuel, come boast in your Savior, brother.
My name is Emmanuel. My parents named me Emmanuel because I was born on December 24th. Although my name is God with us, I never cared for the name or for the one who was with us. From the age of 14 to the age of 20, my life was completely without direction. I was in and out of jail and homeless plenty of times. I dropped out of high school at 14. At 15, I was in gangs and dealing drugs. I became a cocaine and crack addict at the age of 16 and had attempted suicide at the age of 17. This type of behavior continued until I was 20. I've been through many life-changing events, but none actually changed the way I behaved or lived. For 6 years, all I did was destroy my life and drag people down with me. I was selfish, conceited, prideful. Ultimately, I was dead in my sin. Anything that had to do with drugs, sex, money, violence, or any kind of evil desire, I had it. I came from Chicago in January 2010. My plan was to get a job and simply be successful. But because of my unchanged heart, I approached life in Arizona much the same way I did back in Chicago. My probation officer told me of a school in Phoenix that would pay me to get my GED, and I went to it. And this is when I met Omri. He was my GED instructor, and later he was the guy I would debate with on a regular basis about God's existence. He shared the Bible, I shared philosophy, evolution, Sumerian prophecies, whatever I could throw at him, yet he continued with the Bible. We hung out more often, and he would invite me to come to church, but I wasn't interested. I didn't believe in God, and he knew it, yet he continued to invite me and bring me around his friends. I began coming to Grace Bible Church only so he can stop inviting me, and sometimes I would come because I had nothing else to do. When my girlfriend had a miscarriage, I was deeply troubled. And the only way I knew how to handle such sorrowful emotions was by consuming alcohol and other drugs. That's my allergies. I needed advice, and the only person who kept trying to preach to me at the time was Omri. So I decided to give him a call, and eventually it turned to many calls. I was looking for advice and wisdom, and Omri was patiently helping me. Although I enjoyed the wise things he used to say, I did not enjoy the many times he tried to bring Jesus into the conversations. Omri and I continued this for months. One day after school, after the million reasons for why I didn't believe, and all the months that had gone by of rejecting the gospel, he finally buckled down and asked me, "Okay, now what's the real reason for why you don't want to believe?" The questions that followed led me to confessing my reason, and this is where I verbalized my complete rebellion towards God. I didn't want to follow Christ. I didn't want to hate myself or my sin. I knew he was real, but I didn't want to believe because that would mean that I would have to change the way I lived. I wanted to be my own God and do whatever I wanted, whenever I pleased. So this is how we ended our arguments and debates. But even after this, he kept inviting me to church. And again, I would go so he can stop inviting me, but he didn't. One night I was at home, bored out of my mind, I decided to turn on the TV. As I was flipping through the channels, I stopped at TBN. A pastor was talking about Jesus Christ, and for the first 10 minutes, I said in my mind, "Okay, what's new?" He then started saying other things about Jesus that really caught my attention. I don't remember what he was saying exactly. All I remember is that I started feeling a deep sorrow that I had never felt in my life. I began praying. I started to shed tears, and I started repenting of my sins. I started asking God for forgiveness and finally asked that Jesus be Lord over my life. I remember telling God that night, "Father, I surrender. I can't win." With those words, I finalized my surrender to him. The week after, Omri came to pick me up to go to Josh Kelso's house to watch the Super Bowl game, and on the way there, I had told him what happened to me. I told him I became a Christian, and he was skeptical because I had said that once before when I thought that being a Christian could be a good tool to overthrow the government. I guess I killed the skepticism when I told him what I came to realize the night I surrendered to Christ. This Jesus came to die for sinners when no one would even dare die for a righteous person or a good person. This Jesus came to die for me. I didn't know who Jesus Christ was, yet he knew me. He knew I needed him even when I openly admitted that I did not need him or even want him. Why did he die for me? It was because of God's love for me, and I was overwhelmed by it that night. I no longer continued to desire to be my own God. I desired Jesus Christ to be my guide and my Lord. Armory had later told me that he thought I was trying to quote Romans 5 when I was sharing my testimony to him. In my mind, I was confused because I had never read the Romans. I guess that's what convinced him that I was truly saved. He says, you can't sound like Paul without the Holy Spirit. Since I became a believer, I've been growing and maturing in Christ through scripture and fellowship. My walk has been hard. I wish he would have warned me that following Christ was going to be the hardest thing I would ever do. I've been serving the church by doing setup in some mornings, and by attending the build classes, I hope to continue growing and becoming the godly man that Jesus Christ calls me to be. I try and share the gospel when I'm at school, at work, and even at the gym. So I praise God that Armory showed extreme patience and perseverance in my life because it serves me as a great example when I share the gospel to stubborn atheists like I once was. My life has been through a complete 180, and it's only by God's grace that I'm the person that I am today. I am incredibly thankful for the death of Christ, that through his crucifixion, I have been saved from the wrath of Yahweh to inheritance of eternal life with him. And it's only by his grace, since I did nothing to deserve this wonderful gift called faith. And so, I want to get baptized so that I may take the next step in obeying what Christ commands of me, and that I may continue to work on my salvation through fear and trembling until the day I enter God's rest.